Tell me what. I'm Gan. Or possessed by Gan. I don't know which. Maybe there's no difference. King began to cry. His tears were silent and horrible. But it's not this. I turned aside from this. I repudiate this. And that should be enough, but it's not. Ka is never satisfied. Greedy old Ka, that's what she said, isn't it? What Susan Delgado said before you killed her, or I killed her, or Gan killed her. Greedy old Ka, how I hate it. Regardless of who killed her, I made her say that. I, for I hate it, so I do. I buck against Ka's goad, and will until the day I go into the clearing at the end of the path. Roland sat at the table, white at the sound of Susan's name. And still Ka comes to me, comes from me. I translate it, am made to translate it. Ka flows out of my navel like a ribbon. I am not Ka, I am not the ribbon. It's just what comes through me, and I hate it, I hate it. The chickens were full of spiders, do you understand that? Full of spiders.
Stop your snivelment, Roland said, with a remarkable lack of sympathy to Eddie's way of thinking. And King stilled. The gunslinger sat thinking, then raised his head. Why did you stop writing the story when I came to the Western Sea?
Are you dumb? Because I don't want to be Gan. I turned aside from this. I should be able to turn aside from Gan as well. I love my wife. I love my kids. I love to write stories, but I don't want to write your story. I'm always afraid. He looks for me, the eye of a king.
But not since you stopped, Roland said.
No. Since then he looks for me not, he sees me not.
Nevertheless, you must go on.
King's face twisted as if in pain, then smoothed out into the previous look of sleep. Roland raised his mutilated right hand.
When you do, you'll start with how I lost my fingers. Do you remember?
Lobstrosities, King said. Bit them off.
And how do you know that?
King smiled a little and made a gentle wishing sound.
The wind blows, said he.
Gan bore the world and moved on, Roland replied. Is that what you mean to say?
Aye, and the world would have fallen into the abyss if not for the great turtle. Instead of falling, it landed on his back.
So we're told, and we all say thank you. Start with the lobstrosities biting off my fingers.
Dada-jum, dada-jingers. Goddamn lobsters bit off your fingers, King said, and actually laughed.
Yes.
Would have saved me a lot of trouble if you'd died, Roland, son of Stephen.
I know. Eddie and my other friends as well.
A ghost of a smile touched the corners of the gunslinger's mouth. Then, after the lobstrosities.
Eddie comes, Eddie comes,
King interrupted, and made a dreamy little flapping gesture with his right hand, as if to say he knew all that and Roland shouldn't waste his time.
The prisoner, the pusher, the lady of shadows, the butcher, the baker, the candle mistaker.
He smiled.
That's how my son Joe says it. When?
Roland blinked, caught by surprise.
When?
King raised his hand and Eddie watched with surprise as the toaster, the waffle maker, and the drainer full of clean dishes rose and floated in the sunshine.
Are you asking me when you should start again?
Yes, yes, yes.
A knife rose out of the floating dish drainer and flew the length of the room. There it stuck, quivering in the wall. Then everything settled back into place again.
Roland said, listen for the song of the turtle, the cry of the bear.
Song of turtle, cry of bear. Maturin from the Patrick O'Brien novels. Shardik from the Richard Adams novel.
Yes, if you say so.
Guardians of the beam.
Yes.
Of my beam.
Roland looked at him fixedly.
Do you say so?
Yes.
Then let it be so. When you hear the song of the turtle or the cry of the bear, then you must start again.